Railroads will slow down oil trains as they move through major cities, inspect tracks more frequently, and pay to boost emergency planning along their routes. Federal regulators say these voluntary changes are paving the way for more regulation, since a dramatic increase in crude oil rail traffic has resulted in more major accidents across the country.
It does seem pretty obvious that one should look at the problem in all its aspects.
Phil Rinaldi is CEO of Philadelphia Energy Solutions. The refinery in South Philadelphia takes in at least 2 loads of crude oil every day on trains stretching more than 100 cars long. Right now, it's the best way for Rinaldi to keep Philadelphia in the refining business. But he admits there's room for improvement.
We think we're taking prudent risk. And, maybe this is a little bit of a learning as we're going along. But railroads have been pulling cargo for just too many years to believe that they can't do that safely.
In the last 2 months, 2 oil trains derailed in Pennsylvania, including one that left tank cars leaning on a bridge over an interstate and the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. The deal does not call for using stronger reinforced tank cars for transporting oil, but could be part of a future agreement. The industry's voluntary changes are expected to take effect by July. I'm Katie Culinary, State Impact, Pennsylvania.